Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Fiji, Sithiveni Rabuka in New Delhi, both leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack, which took the lives of 26 innocent civilians in Jammu and Kashmir in April this year. India and Fiji stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities, and tackle terrorist recruitment. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Secretary South of Ministry of External Affairs, Nina Malhotra, said PM Modi and PM Rabuka witnessed the exchange of 9 bilateral documents and MOUs. The second annual Northeast Journal Conference of Press Information Bureau and Central Bureau of Communication began today in Shillong, Meghalaya, organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India. The two-day conference aims to build capacity, promote greater synergy among field units, and ensure that communicating strategies in the Northeast are more impactful, technology-driven, and locally relevant. Officials from all Northeastern states, including directors, field publicity officers, field publicity assistants, accounts, and administrative staff, are participating in the two-day event. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Government of India, invites Sir nominations for the National Youth Award NYA 2024. The award aims to motivate young persons aged between 15 to 29 years to achieve excellence in the field of national development or social service. Nominations for NYA 2024 have been invited online through the portal awards.gov.in. Last date for submission of application is being extended to 30th September 2025. The Government of Arunachal Pradesh today launched E-Bhavishya, a pension reform initiative aimed at ensuring transparent, speedy and hassle-free retirement benefits. Announcing the initiative through a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the state government is committed to honoring the service of its employees by ensuring that they receive their dues on time. Khandu emphasized that the new system would guarantee delivery of the pension payment order, PPO, on the day of retirement, thereby removing delays that have long troubled pensioners. With the introduction of E-Bhavishya, over 95% of pension cases are expected to be disposed of within the next 3 years, he added. Academician Taku Tacho has been honored with the Bharat Samman Award 2025 by Global Excellence Forum in recognition of his outstanding contribution in the field of digital art, literature and social work at New Delhi yesterday. Tacho, a government school teacher, is credited with over 150 publications as an artist in the Department of Education, Government of Arunachal Pradesh and the Rajiv Gandhi University. He has also authored 2 comic volumes. Meanwhile, Education Minister P.D. Sona has lauded Tacho for the achievement. In a social media post, Sona said that the Tacho's contribution in art, literature and education and social work are truly inspiring and a matter of pride for Arunachal Pradesh. Under the mentorship of the Indian Army's Blazing Sword Division under Gujarat Corps, 32 students from Dirang and Jang have been admitted to Woods Park Sainik School, Hamirpur. Army officials highlighted that the initiative is aimed at guiding young minds from far-flung regions by enabling them to grow as responsible citizens and future leaders. The Department of Education Tong successfully organized the Kala Utsav 2025 at the Garment Town Secondary School Auditorium today. A total of 13 higher secondary and secondary schools from Jemithang to Jiang participated in the event. The day's program featured folk songs, folk dances, skits and dramas, highlighting the importance of preserving local dialects, the Monpa marriage system, traditional wood, bamboo and clay crafts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.